Okay, let us begin. Today's Daf Tzadik Aleph. We are on the bottom of Tzadik Amabez. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda. The Amora Rav Yehuda says, discussing the three shitos of the Mishnah that we started off the parak with. The beginning of, remember, 2 days ago, Daf Petas called Gagos. So we have three shitas, Sir Meir, the Chacham, and Reb Shimon. So now this Tana of Rav Yehuda is going to explain those three shitas a little more in depth, a little more expansive than what the Mishnah had said. Amar Rav Yehuda, kishatimsa lomar, when you research it and think about it deeply, the following are the shitos. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, gagin rishus la'atzman, chatzeres rishus la'atzman, karpifos rishus la'atzman. Though the Mishnah only mentions gagin, but Rabbi Meir's shita really is about all three of these quasi-tashmishim rishuyos, where you have some tashmish, but of course it's not like a house. All the gagan are like one rishus, all the chatzeros, and all the karpifos. But the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to transfer from one to the other. And this is what is explained here. If you look, Rashi explains that each one of them is fine by themselves. But let's say going from a gag to a chatzer, or a gag to a karpif, that's also according to Rav Meir, as we learned on the Pei Test, because that's included in the Issa D'Rabbanan of Tel Rishus Arabim. And that's why it's usher. Again, Rav Meir does not hold that fundamentally, because the diurin are chalukin underneath, they're chalukin above. That's how he allows from gag to gag. But what he does hold is this gzera of Tel Rishus Arabim, that you're going to get confused if you have a tail that's 10 high and 4 wide in Rishus HaRabim. That itself is a Rishus HaYachid, and that's an Issa D'Araisa. So then, because of that, he goes there anytime you have one Rishus above and one Rishus below, so that is and where Reb Meir is going to be goes there. That's why he asks Gag to Chatzer, he asks Gag to Karpeth, even if they're owned by the same person, even if they're owned by the same person. And also Rashi adds, even from Chatzer to Karpeth, which are not, though that could be on the same level, still, says Rashi, you don't find that he's cholik on that. That's the fourth skinny line of Rashi. Umi Chatzer to Karpeth Namilo, you don't find that he is cholik on that, so that is Shita of Rebbe Meir. Only each of these respectively. You had a question? That was going to be the question about Chatzer to Karpeth. L'divrei Chachamim, what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim in the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to go from Gag to Gag, so is anything mutter? So says this Rav Yehuda, yes. Gagin v'chatzeros rishus achas, karpifos rishus achas hein. According to the Chachamim, fine, as we said yesterday, that we said k'shem shachaluka dirin milamata kachaluka dirin milamala, meaning if you have underneath rishuyos or chaluk, so then up top is a problem. So the chum say if it's owned by two people, it's a problem. But by a gag and a chatzer, so then that wouldn't be a problem from going to a gag to a chatzer. Why? Because that's going from there's no dirin acheres in the chatzer. So that's why you're allowed to go from gag to chatzer or chatzer to gag. Karpifos, the chum agree, is a separate rishus. Right? There's a briah from a brisa that's going to come up later in the later in the Gemara. But that is the shita of the chachamim according to Rav Yehuda, that only gag to gag is aser, but gag to chatzer is mutter, and karpif to karpif is also mutter according to the chachamim. L'devei Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, the most expansive mekel sheet in the Mishnah, kulan rishus achasein. They are all one rishus. And Rashi explains here that what's the chiddush of Reb Shimon? Because if you had just read the Mishnah, you might not have interpreted that Reb Shimon could go from any of them to any of them. You might have said that Reb Shimon is how we just explained Rabbi Meir, that all the gagin are okay, all the chatzeros, all the karpifos. It's not 100% certain that that's what Reb Shimon holds if you read the Mishnah, but that's Reb Yehuda's chiddush. That is really what Shitas Reb Shimon is. That you can carry from the Gag to the Chatz, to the Chatz, to the Karpif, etc. Period. Says the Gemara, Tadi Kavasi Drav, Tadi Kavasi Drav Yehuda. There's a price that supports Rav, there's a price that supports Rav Yehuda. This is an unusual usage of this term. Usually you have a Tadi Kavasi, Tadi Kavasi, when you have a Machlokas, and you prove one side, you prove the other side. Rav and Rav Yehuda don't argue. Right, if you look at, they're related to two different points. Rav Yehuda we just had. Rav Yehuda just had explained the three shitas. So they don't dafka argue. Rav we had 2 days ago. Rav was the one that said that according to the Rabbanan, you're only allowed to carry on the gag within Dalanamas, because the other gag asers it's nifris l'makam nifris l'makam aser la. So that's, we're going to bring a raya, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara. We're going to bring a raya to Rav's Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda's Reb Shimon. That's what we're going to bring a raya to. So first, Tadi Kavasi to Rav. Let's bring a raya to Rav, who again Rav Shita, we're going to try to make a raya that according to the Rabbanan, only Dalan Amos on your own Gag. So the Brisa says, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achasein. All the Gagos are one Rishus. First, we're going to have Shita's Rabbi Meir. The Yosel Halos Lahori Bina Gagon Lachaser Bina Chaser Lagagin. You can't go up and down from the Gag to the Chaser. Bring up and down. The Caleb Sheshav Zubah Chaser Mutal Tazal Lachaser Chaser. Big Gagin Mutal Tazal Lagagin. Right? If it's in the Chaser or in the Gag, you're allowed to be Batazal in there. Ubil Vachelo Yehe Gag of all Yudah Rabbach Yudah Rabbi Meir. That's she. That's Rabbi Meir. Fine. The Chachamim omrim kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzma. The Chachamim say no. Each one, each gag is its own rishus. The ein metatlid bo ella bedalid. Mefurish like Rav's understanding of the Rabban. Tani kavas is Rabbi Yehuda. So now we have a brayso that supports Rabbi Yehuda, and we said Rabbi Shimon's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi kishahayinu lomnin Torah eitzel Rabbi Shimon betakoa. When we were learning Torah with Reb Shimon and Tekoa, we had this story in Masechta Shabbos. When we were learning Torah with him, Hayinu Malin Shemen Ba'aluntis, we used to bring up the oil and the aluntis of the towels because they were going to go be roche. So again, oil, there's no issue of mimareach when it comes to oil. Mimareach, the malacha d'oraisa of smoothing or mamachik, depending on the ava that told up, so that's only when you have a thicker substance you're going to smooth it out. But if you have a liquidy substance, there's no mimareach. So oil is smearing. It might be asur on Yom Kippur, but it's not asur on Shabbos. The shemen va'aluntas and a tail migag lachotzer u'michazel karpe v'migag lachotzer v'acher. So you see, they went from all through all of them. That must be shitas. That's Reb Shimon. When they went to wash, it's Reb Shimon b'takawa. So until we got to the Mayan, Shina Rofsimbo. So again, this is a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda's on the Seder of Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon in the Mishnah allows you to go all over from one to the other, the carpet to the gag to the chutzer. They're all in the same category. They're going to be rochets here. So again, where are they? Isn't there an Issa Rechitza on Shabbos? Rechitza kal aguf b'chamin. Even water that was heated from before Shabbos, we learned that even Bizbana HaGemara, there was a Gzeira. So Rabbi Yehudasad says, here on this Gemara, it must be two words. Chamei Tveria, what? That the only Gzeira was water that was heated from before Shabbos, because the Gzeira originally was, that they're going to say it was before Shabbos, it was really heated on Shabbos. But when you talk about Chamei Tveria, we said that was the hot springs, which are naturally hot, were not included in the Gzeira. By the way, I don't know if we ever read it before, so I wanted to read it now. We pass it this way, Shulchan Aruch. That if you ever have a hot spring in your backyard, you know, you might be able to use it on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Shidcha Vav. Also, lirchotz kol gufo, afilu kol aver levad. You're not allowed to wash your whole body, even part by part. Afilu b'mayim shochmu be'erev Shabbos, even water that was cooked, heated on erev Shabbos. Bein imakli, bein imakarka. V'afilu lishpoch mayim al gufo, ulehishtatef, what we call a shower. Even not to go in, but to take a shower, kol aguf aser, it's also aser in this hot water. Avar mutter lirchos bahem, part of the other maraglav, you can wash your hands and your feet and your face, but you can't wash your whole body. O shari varim, kol sheini rochos kugufo, as long as you don't do your whole body. Vahani mili says the shulchan aruch b'chamei ha'or. When do you say this is all aser? When you have water that was heated by fire. Avar b'chamei tferia, mutter lirchos afilu kol gufo yachad, ve'ein sarach lomar b'tzodinim. So b'chamei tferia is not included in the gzeira. Right, again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes later on that our minhag is not to wash even in sonanin. So maybe he would say our minhag would be even in chamei tveria as well. But at least the minhag says not even in sonanin. But that's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Rabbi Yonasan here says. Let's go with chamei tveria. It says mayan. It says when we were learning Torah by Reb Shimon in Tekoa. So that the mayan was in Tekoa. So I said, well, they were learning, okay, they got no geography. Maybe somebody's listening to Eretz Yisrael. How far is Tekoa from Tveria? Yeah.
Rabbi, what is understanding of the Chacham? It may not be the same as Rav's in the Chacham. Maybe there is in a way.
Right, Yechad Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Chachamim might be different, and that's why it might be a tiny kavas. You just don't know. What I just said before is that it's not mufurish that they are arguing. Maybe the fact that the Gemara uses this lashon reflects that the Gemara understands that it's a machlokas. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not limit. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Shmuel. But is there any raya from his aversion of the Chachamim, though, by saying, Gagav HaChadiris Rishos Achas, Karbim Rishos Achas, hey, you can say that means two avos here, two avos there. You don't have to dafka say it means for more than four avos. So maybe that's what the Gemara understands, though. Other Achorim say maybe it means washing and sonane. That's also mother. So either way, that was what they used to do. Okay. Where are we up to? At the end of the Gemara now just quotes the end of the Brisa, which we're going to talk about a little bit. Amar Rebbe Yehuda. Now this is Rebbe Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Amora. Amar Rebbe Yehuda. Maisa b'shas hasakana v'hayinu ma'alin sefer Torah. It's also that he was from Eretz Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda. Maisa b'shas hasakana v'hayinu ma'alin sefer Torah b'chazal agar b'gar l'chatzer v'chazal agar b'likros bo. So again, like Reb Shimon, but it was b'shas hasakana, when there was a time of danger, and they couldn't get a sefer Torah, so they had to bring the sefer Torah in private through the Gag to the Chatzel, the Chatzel to the Gag. In order to read from it, they had to bring it through. So again, you see, like Reb Shimon. Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't Shas Sakana Raya. What do you bring me Raya's from Shas Sakana? Shas Sakana has different rules. And therefore, don't bring me Raya's from Shas Sakana. Okay, a couple of points on this. There is a Tosfos in Gittin, which says, Davches, and that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew, and there's a big, Davches over there is the big Tosfos about Amir La'akam. There's Amila and Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's the big, all the different deos about when is Amir La'akam mutter, when is it us, or Shvus to Shvus, which we'll talk about in a second. That's that big, that Tosfos there are Gittin. So Tosfos has a line there that you're not allowed to ask an Akum to bring a Sefer for you through a Carmelis. Not allowed to ask them, even though it seems to be a Shvus to Shvus. Shvus to Shvus, a double Shvus. Asking the non-Jew to do Malach for you is a Drabbanan. That's A. That's one Drabbanan. As we said, 99% of Rishonim hold that Amir Lakim is Drabbanan. Either because of Shlichus, La'akim L'chumra, that was the end of Rashi, the end of Shabbos, or the Rambam says, Gzeira, you might come to do it, or Mimso Chepsachav Adabar Dover, that was the Rashi of Odezara, for one of the other reasons. There's a smog that says maybe it's a smog Daraisim. We don't assume that like that smog. So it's Drabbanan. So one Drabbanan is asking the non-Jew to do it for you. Through a Carmelis is another Drabbanan. So it's Shvus to Shvus because you want to have a Sefer. The Rashba adds Sefer Torah, not just Sefer, but Sefer Torah, says that Tos was expanded upon him on the Rashba and Gittin. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do that for you. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is Argamara, says the Magen Avraham. What does Argamara say? B'shas HaSakana, they asked the non-Jew, but you know, not the non-Jew, but he says, but you know, Milan Sefer Torah, these to bring the Sefer Torah, because the Kaz, the Kaz, etc. And they say, don't bring me a Raya from Shas Sakana. In other words, that might be Usur, but it's still allowed. That's not proving to me Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Shita, but it might be that it's Usur, that it's allowed. So yes, the Magen Avraham, in Simon Shin Zayin, isn't this Gemara against that Shita of the Tosfos and the Rashba? Remember, Tosfos and the Rashba there just said that you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah through the Carmelis, and here it says that you're allowed. You are allowed to bring. Forget the feather danger. You're allowed to bring it through. Let's say a chutzner or a gag and a chutzner. That's what's quoted in Sibid Shin Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch there has the two dais that we're familiar with. The Shulchan Aruch says Shin Zayin Hey Davar Sheina Malacha Ve'ino. Again, we're going to do one halacha about Amir La'akum, even though there are whole svarim written about Amir La'akum. So at least we'll touch on it. Something that's only asur midrabanan mutter li yisrael lomer la'akum la'aso. So b'shabbes, a Jew is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it on Shabbos. What about mutter la'akum? No. V'hu shiyehei sham, that has to be a tzorech something. Shvus to shvus is mutter l'tzorech blank. L'tzorech choli. Or l'tzorech dover tzorech harbe. O mipnei ha-mitzvah. If there's a tzorech gadol, or a mitzvah, or a tzorech rabim, that's when shvus to shvus is allowed. Ketzad. Omer Yisrael la'akum b'Shabbes la'alos le'ilon lo'havi shofar l'tkotzki es mitzvah. Let's say a shul doesn't have a shofar, so then shvus to shvus is mutter. O lo'havi mayim etc. to somebody who's mitztayer, right, for a chole. So any of these, that's what shvus to shvus is mutter. Shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes v'yesh osrin samar aser. That's this Tosfos in the Rashba. They say that shvus to shvus, the only read that gemara is unique. Maybe Yishev Eretz Yisrael is unique. Maybe Mitzvah Mila is unique. Again, all the different shitas in the Rishonim. So asks the Magen Avraham on that shita. This is based on the Tosfos and the Rashba, and he says v'tzarachin the be'eravin tzadik aleph amrina de b'shas sakana. They used to do this mashmud the shari l'tal to chus le'erav b'nei kriyas haTorah. Right. So how could they say that you're not allowed to bring the sefer Torah by violating the Rabbanan? Here you are. Says the Magen Avraham. What must be the answer? V'tzarach lomar she'ein medamin shvusin. You can't compare. All drabanans aren't the same. There are different levels of drabanans. So what does that mean? What are the two drabanans that we're talking about here? So if you look at the Machzis HaShekel, Machzis HaShekel is always a great, he explains about every Magen Avraham. There's a Machzis HaShekel on the bottom, explaining and expanding on what the Magen Avraham says. So here's two possibilities. What did the Magen Avraham mean? So number one, he says, let me find it. He says, Elanias Daiti, says the Chada, says the Be'eravin. So let me do the second one first. Let me find it. He says, "Hamayil ahedya, but karmelus. The kibin to chomer lohuter shvus. Aval hashas be'eravin tiltu migagla aliyah. V'karbiv tid chazer sheinim urabis yeshlo. V'lochein kibat akili tiyu shvus." Talking about two different things. One is going michaser lechaser without an eruv. One is going through a karmelus. Could be a karmelus is inherently a chaser that was created by the rabbanan to be machmir, to create a karmelus because you're worried about being mixed up with the shusarabim. So that's where we're machmir. Masha'enkid, here we're talking about a chaser sheinimu reves, two chaseros or two gagin. So that is more mako. So that's what it maybe means. Kibim medamish shvus to shvusim. Meinu doma karmelus to a chaser sheinimu reves. That's one chiluk. But then he says a second chiluk. First one that he says maybe over here, what is it matir? It's matir b'shas sakana. What does b'shas sakana mean? Shalohoyu rasham likros b'farhesia v'yitzrichim lahalim hakriya u'bahatzei v'agamutzna. It must be that, what does sakana mean? It must be they weren't allowed a lane and they had to hide the laning and they weren't going to lane otherwise. If they wouldn't have allowed this, then the whole kriya b'tzibur would have been mevutal. That's where you're matir. With a case where the bitzel is going to be batel lagamrei, you don't know how long this gzeira is going to last. That's what it's mutter. Mashenke, what are we talking about over there? Tosas and Rashma. Okay, you have a tzarech. You want to use the sefer? You don't dome it. There's going to be usher. You can't be bat. Shvus l'shvusin. That means the situation of the shvus. Says the machzor hashavu giving pshat on the Magen Avraham. Because over here, you don't know when the next time you're going to be lading is and where a mitzvah is going to be batel lagamre. So then there are certain heterim. Just give you two other examples of this where we say that usually something is usher, but where the mitzvah is going to be batel lagamre in the tzibur. So we would allow something. Two chuvas of emotion. What is Rav Moshe's tshuva about slichas, which I mention every year? That is, right, there's been a newfound minhag over the past number of years to have slichas before chatzos, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. To have the 10 p.m. minyanim, the 9 p.m. minyanim, and if you look in all the poskim up until, you know, generally all the poskim, you don't find any heter. First half of the night is midas hadin. We're not supposed to daven slichas and ask and daven slichas. We're not supposed to have slichas in the first half of the night. It's very inappropriate. Al pi kabbalah, very inappropriate. The Shulchan Aruch says mashkimin, and most of us are bnei Ashkenaz. So look at the Sfaradim start Rosh Chodesh. So we have a week and a half, 2 weeks, and we could get up a little early. But again, this midnight started. When did this midnight start? It's not convenient. It doesn't work out with people's schedules. But the question is, I get the question. What if I'm not going to do it otherwise? So it's all based on the Shuvah of Rav Moshe. But if you look at the Shuvah of Rav Moshe, where he allows it, the question was that there's a neighborhood, there's only one minion, and if you don't have this minion of Slichus, then the whole Slichus institution is going to be batel lagamrei. And you're not going to have any Slichus in the entire neighborhood, and nobody's going to say Slichus. So Rav Moshe says, in this type of case, and if you announce that it's a Horash Shah, and it's really not right, but you don't have a choice, a braver, and you have to do it, then I'll allow it this year. That's Rav Moshe's heter. That's it. Limited, very slight, and again, it has been expanded upon. But why did Rav Moshe allow that? That's this kind of case. But Makom that is totally going to get batel, you're not going to have anything, then he'll allow it. But that's it. So that's another example like this shot of the Machzor Shekel, where it's going to be batel lagamrei that you would allow. That's one example. Second example is another shuvah of Rav Moshe, the 10th shuvah in the Igros Moshe. In Chelak Aleph Siman Yud, Rav Moshe was asked when he was in Europe, maybe it was some type of place, Siberia, wherever it is, there's a case where the men were going to have to go out to work very early in the morning, before dawn, and they were going to get back and it was going to already be nighttime. What do you do about tefillin? There was no way they were going to be able to put on tefillin during the work. So what are you talking about? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the closest the Shulchan Aruch has to this case is a case where somebody's going to have to put on tefillin before the light, but he's not going to have time to be able to put it on later, but he's going to be wearing it later. So Shulchan Aruch says, put it on early, and when it gets light time, make the bracha then, and be mamashvesh a little bit. But what about this case, where you're not going to be able to put it on? So Rav Moshe goes through the reasons. Be'ikar Hadid, says Rav Moshe, Laila Isman Tefillin. The reason Tefillin is Asman Grama is not because of Laila, it's because of Shabbos and Yontif. Maker did we pass Tefillin is Laila Isman Tefillin. We don't put it on Laila because Gzeira Shemi Yishen Bahen Shemi Yafiyah Bahen. Maybe you'll do something inappropriate with the Tefillin on. So that's why we don't wear at night. But Maker did Laila Isman Tefillin. So says Rav Moshe, that's an Issa Drabanan. So B'makam Zeh, where you don't know the next time they're going to be able to put on Tefillin. You can say they can't put on Tefillin. Maybe they won't put on Tefillin for 3 years. You don't know how long they're going to have to work here. You don't know what the story is going to be. So says Rav Moshe, B'makam, that the mitzvah is going to be batel lagamrei. Rav Moshe allowed them to put on Tefillin even when it was pitch black outside, and take them off when it was pitch black outside. Because Rav Moshe said, what can I do? There's no choice, and the mitzvah is going to be about the Lagamri. Rav Moshe just added on his own chiddush, was that he even allowed them to make a bracha, even though it's mamish pitch black outside. Why? Because says Rav Moshe, if they wouldn't make a bracha, they wouldn't take it seriously. We find a number of times in halacha, if you don't make a bracha on something, you don't take it seriously. The Gemara says that by Yontov Sheni. Gemara says Yontov, the Gemara was already worried that on the that if you don't make a bracha on Yontov Sheni, you're not going to take it seriously. That's why we make a bracha on Yontov Sheni, right? That's why. But the Gemara was worried about that. What's the biggest raya to this? Because raya is Yirsa Omer, right? What happens if somebody misses a day? Misses a day, like, oh, I blew it. They don't count at all. Hello, the bracha is secondary. The mitzvah is the counting. Hayom yom. So be yom somebody else's bracha. No, but what's the person's mentality? I blew it. I'm not counting anymore. What do you mean you're not counting? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah daraisa to count. The bracha is only drabanan. So you missed the bracha because we're machmir for both shitas, then it might not be one big mitzvah. But lemaisa, why is it? Because of people's mentality. You don't make a bracha on something. No, it's a minhag. We even make brachas on minhagim. How on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag we make a bracha. But again, the second you don't make a bracha on something, you know, people don't take it so serious. Oh, Shan is. But again, Rav Moshe knew about that. Rav Moshe didn't want people taking tefillin not seriously. So that's why he even allowed to take a bracha. The last paragraph, he said, if they're Yirei Shamayim and they could realize and take it seriously, even without the bracha, it's better not to. But that is another example, two examples of Shuvas of Rav Moshe, where with a mitzvah grade, Batal Lagamre, that's when we say you can have certain heterim. So that's the second shot of the Machzor HaShekel in the Magen Avraham. One other interesting point related to this Gemara, and that is the B'Shas HaKanah used to bring the Sefer Torah. So when are you allowed to bring a Sefer Torah somewhere? Usually taking out a Sefer Torah is a serious business. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, to move a Sefer Torah for any reason is serious. You're not supposed to, that covenant is B'Zayin HaTorah, to move it stam for individual needs. And again, we generally paskin that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, not even a Chovas HaYachid. Many nafkaminas related to whether it's a chovas hatzibur or chovas hayachid. If I didn't hear laning, should I try to get a bunch of people that heard laning already to try to make another minyan for Kriyas HaTorah? What about learning during Kriyas HaTorah? Obviously not talking, but again, that also relates. We have the Gemaras in Brachas related to that. You have to run out. You're allowed to leave before Kriyas HaTorah, separate from the issue of leaving a Torah, but regarding the regarding the Kriya itself. So again, there are many nafkaminas, but generally we hope it is a chovas hatzibur. So when are you allowed to move a Torah? So there is a minhag that I mentioned a couple of days ago, but I didn't quote any sources, but I'll just mention two sources now. That is this minhag of three times by an ovel. Right? There's a minhag out there that says, if you move it lading three times, that's what we try to do, to have a mincha on Shabbos, and to make sure we try to have three times lading in a base of ovel. So if you look at Halicha Shlomo, so Rav Shlomo Zalman in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Lam Ches Umashanagu Ha'olam LaHakbit Likrabo Gimel Kriyos Ein Lo Shum Yisod. There's no mucker for this. If you look in the early sources, there's no mucker. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, though there's no mucker, this is the Minhag Yisrael. And again, the Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan and others quote this Minhag. Aruch HaShulchan says in Kuf Lamed Hey, but Minhag LaDafik Shikrabo Gimel Pa'amim Dezem Mikri Kviyos. It's kvias. That's like a more important for a sefer Torah. The ain bizayir bebashet til tulum ibes akresas. Avo bepachas bigimol pamish tulul tzarach harai. Veish bizayon avim eviyum mikodeh. Even if you bring it a few days before, you should do it. Have it laid three times. And then he says umikodeh is vayir mevur. He says, by the way, it's not right. Lo yafe osim rabin mehamon haam berosh hashanah v'yom kippur v'simchas Torah. They bring it to another house. He says you take Sefer Torahs all over the place, but that's being machber on Aliyah and Mekel on Kavanah Torah. Again, Simchas Torah, the minhag olam is to be mekel, and whatever, every shul should follow one's minhag. But again, everybody, we should just be wary of this halacha about moving a sefer Torah in general. It's a serious halacha. And Rav Moshe is also, if you look in Morning and Halacha, in a footnote there, he quotes Rav Moshe from a Torah journal, Torah la Torah v'la Horah, where Rav Moshe Feinstein says, it's preferable, if at all possible, that the Torah should be read from at least three times, by either arranging for a minyan for mincha on Shabbos afternoon, or if not, by arranging for an additional minyan after Shiva. Even after Shiva, says Rav Moshe. Because three times, again, they take, though Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's no yisod to the minhag, the Gdolim seem to take this minhag seriously to be mekayim. Okay, Vaitim. Reb Shimon Omer Echa Gagin. Back to the Gemara. So Reb Shimon had said that you're allowed to carry Gagin, Chatzeres, Karpifos, all together, they're all one big Rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So there's a Machlokas within Shidus Reb Shimon, which we had earlier on Daf Ayin Dalet, as it says on the side. So Amar Rav, Halacha Reb Shimon, Vuhu Shalo Irvu. The Halacha is like Reb Shimon, but that's only, when are you allowed to go from a Chatzer to a Chatzer? That's only if the bias in that chatzer wasn't ma'ariv, and therefore you cannot take things from the bias to that chatzer. Aval irvu lo. But if the bias itself is allowed to take things to the chatzer, then you're not allowed to go from chatzer to chatzer. Why? Degazrinan, delma asi lafuki mani debatel b'chatzer. Because we're worried, makes a lot of sense, that you have lawn chairs in your yard, so that you can take from one end to the next yard. But now you're going to bring another chair out, you have more guests, you're going to bring more chairs out from inside to outside, so now the kiddo that started off at the chatzer, you're allowed to bring to the next chatzer. The kiddo that started off at your house, then you're not allowed to bring to the next one. It's very confusing. So Rav says, forget it. If you're allowed to take things from your house to the chatzer, you're not allowed to take anything to the next chatzer. Reb Shimon, the language of the Gemara is, we don't hold like Reb Shimon in that case. Tosas points out on top that it doesn't mean that. It means that that's how we understand Shitas Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon never said it in a case where lo irvu. That's how Tosas explains Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel amar bein irvu bein lo irvu. Shmuel says, I'm not worried. People will get confused. Even if they were ma'ariv, still, Reb Shimon says a shita. V'chein amar Reb Yochanan, mi lachsheich, ben irvu, ben lirvu. Also, Reb Yochanan said, who whispered to you, whether it's irvu or lo irvu? Rashi takes out mi lachsheich. He says, I don't know what that's doing here. But Tosva says, a few pshatim, what mi lachsheich means. So the Rashbam says, no, mi lachsheich means, who whispered to you that there should be any chilek? Ben irvu, ben lo irvu. No matter what, the halacha still applies. Maskev la Rav Chisda l'Shmuel, ul Reb Yochanan. So Rav Chisda asked Reb Yochanan, yom rishnei kelim b'chatzar achazem mutav zeh aser? How could it be? You have two kalim next to each other, and you allow that? You don't think people are going to get confused? So answers the Gemara, Reb Shimon Latayme, Delo Gazer. No, we already had a Reb Shimon in Masechas Erevin. That's not Gozer in a similar case. Ditzan, the Mishnah says earlier on Daf Mem Hey, I'm Reb Shimon. Remember the case? You have three chatzeros, or three houses. So Reb Shimon says it's like three chatzeros, shalosh chatzeros, hapsuchazulazu, psuchazurishasarabim, three chatzeros that are open to each other. And they're each also open to rishasarabim. The irvushdechisonas, imimim soyos, and the two outer ones, but the irv with the inner one, but not with each other. So he mutarasima, and he mutarasima. So the middle one is mutar with the outer ones, but the outer one is mutar with the inner ones. Upezachisonios, asurin zemze. The two outer ones are usher. V'lo gazar dilma asi lafuki mani dehai chatzel lahai chatzer. And you see there that Reb Shimon does not go there. That though you have Caleb from two different reshuyos, two different chateros in the middle one, we're not worried that you're going to take one that started out from the left on the right, vice versa. Hachanami lo gazrina dilma asi lafuki mani dehbatin lachatzer. So to here, we are not gozer. Okay. Interesting discussion in the Ritva here, if you want to look at, but right now we don't have time. We'll hopefully come back to it if we have time. Masav Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, one second. We're going to bring a kasha on again. The rest of the blot is going to be about this machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Whether Rav Shimon said a shita only by low irvu or even if irvu. Rav Shimon Omer Echad Gagad, Vechachatzir Zechad Garpifos, Rishas Achas Hilakil Tashavsu Besocha, Lolakil Tashavsu Besocha Bayis. Look at the language of the mistress, says Rav Sheshes. Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to carry to the next chatzer Kalim that started out here, but not Kalim that started out in the house. So it must be that there are both Kalim sitting here. If the Kalim aren't sitting here, then what's Reb Shimon saying? So yeah, Reb Shimon about the Irvu. If you say like Shmuel that Reb Shimon sheet is even by Irvu, so how did the Bishkach say money about the Bechatzer? That's how he says it's halacha. That's how you can find money about the Bechatzer. Reb Shimon says you can't carry those out. Ella e amid b'shalo Irvu echem Bishkachasla. But if Rav is correct, the Reb Shimon only said a sheet up by low Irvu. So what's he say that you can't carry stuff that started out of the house to the next chatzer? You're never going to have anything there. Because Shimon didn't say his shita. Didn't it say his shita when by irvu. So what's the Mishnah talking about? So who most of love b'farik love? Reb Sheshes asked his question and answered his own question. Bikumsa v'sudra. We're talking about a case of kumsa v'sudra, as we had a couple days ago. Hats and scarves. Meaning what? That's how it can get out into the chatzer. If you wear something from your house, you can always wear something outside. Right, that's not a problem. That's not carrying. It's bottled to your goof. You're allowed to wear clothes. So you wear your hat and your scarf. So if you wear that out, so now you have something from the house that's in the chatzer, and that's why it could be outside. There's a chiddush of the Beis Meir, one of the achronim, quoted in the Bir Halacha. Why dafki you pick these two? Why don't you say a shirt? Why don't you say pants? Say the hat and the scarf? Says the Beis Meir Chiddush. And that is, no, maybe it's dafka kumsa v'sudra, the hat and the scarf. Why? Those are called money debatim. Because those are things that you probably weren't wearing in your house. Those are things that were probably on the table when you walk into the house. So at Bina Shmashos, those were off you. That's why those are called money debatim. And when they come to the chatzer, you're not allowed to take it to the next chatzer. But says the Beis Meir, a shirt, pants, stuff that you were wearing at Bina Shmashos, that does not have the status of money debatim. It's not called the kli of the bias, because it's on you. It's bottled to you inside too. And you know what, says the Beis Meir? If you would wear that out and then take it off in your chatzer, you could carry that to the next chatzer. In other words, he doesn't say it in these terms, but I saw somebody formulate it like this Beis Meir. The din of Reb Shimon, that you need only kalim sheshavsu b'chatzer mutter, doesn't really mean that. It means kalim that were not shoveis in the house. You're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the next chatzer. It doesn't mean kalim that were shoveis in the chatzer. Because here's a case where you have somebody that wasn't shoveis in either place. Clothing that you were wearing. So says Reb Shimon, according to the Beis Meir, only a hat and a scarf. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says that, the Gemara says that. Because those were probably not worn. Right? When you walk into a house, it used to be, what do? You took off your hat when you walk into a house. Right? So that, only those which were probably off of Beit HaShemashos, but something you were wearing and then you carry out, then you take off your chatzer, that you're allowed to carry out, because Rabbi Shimon's din is, if it was shoveis in the bias, it's a problem. Not that you need to be shoveis in the chatzer. And with this Beis Meir, some, the Bir Halacha and others, answer up a kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Which kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger? Rabbi Kiva Eger, in our parak, at the beginning, in the Tosas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and also Rabbi Kiva Eger at Shabbos Kuflamid, ask kasha on Rashi. Because Rashi in there, in Shabbos Kuflamid says, Rashi there says, discussing this sheet of Reb Shimon, mutal taltu bakulo. You're allowed to be taltu the kalim that were in the chatzer, mashe nimsa bisocho, kalim that were found in there, o begadav shahotzion min abayis, litocho derech malbush. Or anything that you'd worn out there and you have out there. So then, poshet mutaltu bakulo, you're allowed to carry that all around the chatzer. So answer Reb Kiva Eger, Rashi's against our Gemara. Kivager says, Argamar says, Kupsa Vesudra, right, that's a case where you can have something brought to the Chatzar, and Rav Shimon says, you're not allowed to bring that to the next. So says the Netziv, so all the Achronim say, so how do you answer that Kashi? Pesarachian, he says, Hashem Yahirainai, Hashem should light up my eyes, right, he says, it doesn't have an answer. Right, we spoke a couple weeks ago, what does it mean, Hashem Yahirainai versus Tzarachian? Right, different Lashonos of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But here he says, Hashem Yoreinai. So in Shabbos. So what's the answer? So then it's Siv there in Shabbos says, the difference is, there's talking about within the Chatzar. Here he's talking about from Chatzar to Chatzar. Okay, that's one Chilak. But says the Bir Halacha, say other Achronim, what's the difference? The Beis Meir. What's Rashi talking about over there? That's Mutter. Once you wear it out, that's regular clothes. Regular clothes that were on. So that was not Shoveis in the house. This Gemara, it's Dafka Kumsa Vesudra. Dafka, your hat and your scarf, which probably were not on a Bein HaShemashos. Those are called money debatim. So those are called money debatim. That's what, if it comes to the Chatzar, you're not allowed to go to the next Chatzar. Because those were Shoveis in the house. But everything else was not Shoveis in the house. That's how you can answer up the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay. Weiter. Tashma. Tashma. Achi Chatzar v'achi b'pesas. Remember this for last week. You have people on a higher level than the next, than people who live in the chatzar, the people who live on the second level, the merpeses, sheshachachu v'lo irvu, they forgot to make an eruv, kol shegavoy yutvach on the merpeses, right, we have this in the Mishnah. Anything that's on a pillar, tetzvachim high, and close enough, we assign to the merpeses, because that's tashmisho benachas, pachos mikam l'chatzar. Anything less than 10 is we assign to the chatzar. Ba'medver, mamurim, when do you say all this applies? Shahayu elu shal rabim ve'elu shal rabim, when the above people were a group of people, and the b'nei chatzar were also a group of people. Ve'erbu elu la'atzma ve'elu la'atzman. And they each made their own eruv. So that's why they're usher to each other. That's why we're going to have to assign the pillar to one or the other. Or they're individuals that don't need to make an Erev. They can still carry amongst themselves, but not to each other. But let's say they were Rabim, and nobody made an Erev at all. There was no Erev whatsoever going on here. So, Gag, V'chatzar, V'chsadir, V'pesas, Kulan, V'shazachazain. Said Reb Shimon Shita, everybody can carry anywhere. No Erev is better. Regarding this case, not better to carrying things out of your house, but better in terms of the Achsadra. So says not the aside, but better in terms of the amud that you could go from place to place, because according to Reb Shimon, as long as there was no eruv. So says the Bryce, says the Gemara. Time ball, why does all work dilo eruv? Because there was no eruv. Ha eruv lo. If there was an eruv, it sounds like for the Bryce it would ruin it. Kasha on Shmuel and Reb Yochanan, because Shmuel and Reb Yochanan say Reb Shibashid is even if eruv. So the Gemara says no. Hamani Rabbanani. This is what the Sheet of the Rabbanan. This isn't Reb Shimon. This is the Rabbanan. Right? What did we just say? Remember the Rabbanan say you're allowed to go from Gag to Chatzer. You're only not allowed to go from Gag to Gag. But Gag to Chatzer, they said they're not gozer mishum tel versus Arabim. And therefore, this is the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Delok tani karpe fil mavishu amina. When it says you're allowed to go from Gag, Chatzer, Achlash, Berpeses, it doesn't list off karpef and mavui. So it must be that those two are excluded, because only Reb Shimon would allow those also, but this must be the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Next, Tashma, Chamesh Chatzeros Apsucha Zulazu, Upsuchas Lamavui. Okay, we had this case a while ago, but also you have two Chatzeros. I think there's a picture of it also. But there are five Chatzeros open to each other, and they are also open to a Mavui that is next to all those Chatzeros. V'shachachu kulav lo irvu, and they all forgot to make an Eriv. Asr lahachmas lahosi, v'chasr lamavui, omen a Mavui lachatzer. All the Chatzeros cannot carry out to the Mavui, or from the Mavui to the Chatzer. The Kalim Shashavsu, b'chatzer, mutal adad b'chatzer. And anything that started out in one chatzer, you could carry to the next chatzer. Carry to the next chatzer. But mavui aser. But in the mavui, any kli that started out in the mavui cannot be metutel in the mavui at all. That's the rabbanan. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon allows it though. Why? Reb Shimon omer. Right, those two are added in here. That's the end of the brisa. So again, the Gemara says time is low irvu. What's the whole reason that this brisa applies is low irvu? That's how the brisa starts off. But ha irvu low. But if they hadn't made an eruv, so it must be the diak is that Reb Shimon would not say hishita again. Kasha and Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. So Gemara says my low irvu lo irvu chaters mahadi hadadi. No, you know what the brisa means? They made an eruv for themselves. From each house to its own chatzer, there was an eruv. Like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say. When it says lo eruv in the brisa, all that means is they weren't married with each other. That's what it means. The Gemara says, one second, ha-chatzer batim eruv, period. The Gemara asks, v'ha lo eruv k'tani, but it says lo eruv at all. Isn't Rashi says lo eruv is mashma lagamre? Rashi didn't make an eruv at all. So the Gemara says, no, my lo eruv lo nishtatvu. Really, lo eruv means lo nishtatvu. They didn't make a sheet of mavos. That's why the mavui is off limits. But regarding the eruvin, regarding the chatzeros, there was an eruv made amongst each one respectively. They just didn't make an eruv amongst themselves. V'ibayisema, or another answer is that fine, let's say it's lo eruv. But Reb Shimon l'devrayim derabanika amar lehu. Reb Shimon is not really saying his own shita in the brisa. He is just saying l'shita scha. Rabbanan at least agreed to me to something. And this is what really he's saying. Lididi, according to me, lo shna eruv, lo shna lo eruv. It doesn't matter if they made an eruv or not, I will be matir, says Reb Shimon. And the Gemara is, this is all within Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. El lididchu, but according to you, Odili miyas, at least admit to me, deheka delo irvu rishasachasi. Admit to me at least lo irvu. At least admit to me. For amrle rabbanan, lo, shtei rishuyos ain. And rabbanan would say, no, shtei rishuyos. It's two rishuyos, therefore you can't carry from one to the other. Period. Amar mar, uba mavui aser. The Brisa had said that even by Reb Shimon, the end of the Rabbanan, he said the words, Uba Mavui, and in the Mavui is Aser. Meaning, Kalim that started off in the Chatzar can be carried around throughout the Chatzar, but Kalim that started out in the Mavui cannot be carried in the Mavui. Lema Messiah Lele Reb Zera. Let's say this is a proof to Reb Zera. Amar Rav. Dama Reb Zera, Amar Rav, Mavui Shalonish Tathubo, in Metatlan El Abedalad Amos. Right? Rav says a Mavui that there was no Shituf, even within the Mavui, you cannot carry Dalad Amos. So isn't that a riot to him? So the Gemara says, no, Ema vilamavui usser. No, change it from bimavui to the mavui. From the chatzah to the mavui is usser. That's what it means to say. But one second, hi nereisha. The Brisa just said the previous line. There are two lines in a row. You're not allowed to carry from the chatzah to the mavui, and you're not allowed to carry from the chatzah to the mavui. So what do you need two lines? So, mishri yisei retzrichale, no, you still need it. Ma'ot the tema keep ligi rabbanan leidu Reb Shimon. You might have said this two lines to the rabbanan. So you might have said with only one line that when the rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon, hani mili hecha di irvu. That's only by irvu, again, because of the gzera. You'll have these two kalim next to each other. One is will be motu, one will be aser. Aval hecha de lo irvu motule, but maybe by lo irvu they would agree to Reb Shimon kamash mal, and they say no, it's two rishuyos, and therefore they do not agree to Reb Shimon at all. Okay, we'll stop here. We look back at that ritva. We only have 2 minutes. We look back at the ritva on that machlokas Rav and Shmuel on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here. She was Yutel Malka ba Yutel Malka bas Chaim Meir. Yutel Malka bas Chaim Meir. Zechanish Masa.